Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
NFL draft is in the books, and the Minnesota Vikings are headed to, I guess, rookie camp is up next. Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Always good to have him with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Matthew, good morning. What is your grade at the entirety of this year's Minnesota Vikings draft?
Well, you know, I said in the lead-up to the draft, as long as they came up with a quarterback, that I would give them an A. So guess what? They get an A. I'm not gonna worry too much about if they gave up too much to move up to get Dallas Turner, who I really, really like. As a prospect, I am definitely not going to argue with people on the internet about whether they should have drafted a kicker or not. We'll just see how that goes. Not going to fight the battle that I had some other seventh rounder that they should have taken other than the guy that they got. They nailed the most important thing by far, by a million miles, which was drafting a quarterback. And the way that they did it, they might even deserve an A+ because they didn't have to trade up. I had my own skepticisms about J.J. McCarthy because even though he was a great winner in college, they didn't lean on him a lot. He's got a very small sample of actually throwing the football, about half as many throws as some of the other prospects in this draft. But that probably helped them a little bit to get their guy and not have to trade up to number 4 or 5. If they had to give up that other first-round pick, then you'd be without this edge-rushing prospect. Who could turn out to be really good. So the patience of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah in the front office to let the board kind of fall to them, I thought it ended up playing out extremely, extremely well. And now they have a quarterback prospect who will probably need some time. Sam Darnold is going to be maybe important in this operation. And I think that they recognize that and they don't want to push J.J. McCarthy too quickly. But Kwesi Adofo-Mensah mentioned kind of now a two-year plan that they have this year and then, you know, on to next year to build this team to try to compete for a Super Bowl. And you know, we can actually kind of say that now, where for years it felt like we had just, and, you know, we're just stuck in kind of the mud there of, well, you know, can you make the playoffs? You're not really a contender. Well, now you have a chance to build the real contender around J.J. McCarthy. So I can't give them anything less than an A, even though I probably wouldn't have drafted the kicker.
I think that's really fair, though, Matthew. I really do. What do you think about two things, actually, I guess? The cornerback from Oregon, Kyree Jackson. I love his size and everything, but you probably have seen much more on him than I have. But I loved that pick, and I'm just curious. Do you think did the Vikings ever even consider the idea, because Joe Milton was still there late in the 6th, 7th round area, that was that ever a consideration just to have him on the roster?
I'd be surprised if they wanted another quarterback. I guess, you know, New England doing it when they drafted a quarterback was, I was reading some New England writers. They were kind of scratching their heads a little bit. It is the Kirk Cousins RG3 thing of drafting two quarterbacks in the same draft. I think they kind of have their development quarterback in Jaren Hall that, you know, they never really planned on playing him last year. But yeah, I mean, Joe Milton is super fun, but I also, in the first sentence, someone was like, he might end up moving to tight end. So I don't, I mean, yeah, I love the cannon, but my guess is that they didn't consider that too much. As far as Kyree Jackson, such an interesting story, a guy who out of high school quit football. And then, you know, he was actually trying to become a professional video game player and was on his way to doing that. And then he got the itch again to go play football. He goes to community college. His you know, COVID season was canceled. You know, when we see all these older players in drafts, like, well, how are they so old? Like, hey, let's not forget what happened just a couple of years ago, right? Where all these programs were shut down, all these kids who were in college, they went through hell during that time. And, you know, so Kyree Jackson missed his COVID season. Then he goes to Alabama, doesn't get that many opportunities at Alabama, finally finds the right fit at Oregon, and just played absolutely phenomenal football. Last year, there were 38 throws at him, which is kind of amazing when you think about it. That's only 38 throws playing in the Pac-12 came his way. So they were obviously avoiding him. But he either had an interception or pass breakup on 11 of those. So more than a quarter of the throws going his way, he was making a play on the football. And what I really like about him is when you pull up those PFF grades that people always debate, but the one thing that they, I think, tell pretty well is tackling for cornerbacks. If somebody gets a good tackling grade, you can usually see that pretty easily. And this guy had great tackling, great run defense, which says to me that Brian Flores probably watched this guy on tape and said, this is an aggressive corner that I'm going to want to be able to use in a potentially versatile role. Now, that won't happen right away because we're talking about a fourth-round draft pick, but he is a little more mature than most draft picks who come out. And if he's got that aggressive mentality, then, you know, it could be a good fit. And that's what I think about pretty much all the picks is that, you know, they're looking for fits here. You know, they're looking for somebody who might be able to fill a role and potentially develop. And I think Kyree Jackson has the potential to do that with Brian Flores.
Matthew Collar joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Matthew, I was reading your article from Purple Insider the other day on J.J. McCarthy building himself for this moment. And you brought this up already with McCarthy in the sense that one of the knocks on him is that he was never really asked to do too much. He was, you know, throwing the ball less than other. His body of work is smaller than other quarterbacks in the draft. And reading some of these quotes, clearly Kwesi Adofo-Mensah was impressed with his intellectual capacity for the game, his maturity. But what else? So with this guy that has such a small body of work, why did he fly up everybody's draft boards like he did the last few months leading up to the draft?
Yeah, I think where it really happened was at the combine, where, I mean, he was on, of course, the radar. He won the national championship and he had some really good games. You know, his game against Alabama, I think, was quite impressive. But when he went to the NFL combine, people realized the type of mind for the game he had. And I talked to a guy who's the high school coach at IMG who was on the staff when he was there. And he said, I mean, we're talking about, you know, a high school player showing up early every morning, studying defenses, studying fronts, learning about blitzes, protections, all those. I mean, this is stuff. What were you doing at 17, you know? So it's just like, and not only that, I mean, J.J. McCarthy said that he started working on this with plans to be a pro quarterback when he was in fifth grade. Wow. Again, I mean, we're talking about like what? I mean, fifth grade. This is like what he's built for. He has had this aspiration for a very long time, and he has, you know, put the pedal to the metal to try to do it. And I think when he got into rooms with NFL teams, they saw his passion for the game, the way he communicates, how well he understands the game of football. And, you know, if you're going to play for Jim Harbaugh, I think you have to have a certain mentality. And not only did he play for him, but had a ton of success with him. And the other thing is, too, that when he was throwing the football at the combine, he showed progress even from the season. And he also threw it really hard because they have the radar gun. And so you saw, like, the raw arm strength that he has, which was very impressive. And so if you're Kevin O'Connell, you think, all right, well, I know his throwing was not pristine in college last year, but how about get him with me, get him with Josh McCown for a year? We know what his work ethic is. We know what his football IQ is. We just got to work on maybe him throwing these fastballs on every single pitch, right, which is kind of what he does. And then the other thing is, too, that he's a really excellent athlete. I mean, he is a scrambler. He's a playmaker. He can throw on the run. He's a natural athlete. So there's a lot to like here. It's just you have to project it because you can't just go back and watch a random game and say, oh, this is obviously a first-round quarterback. And I think that's what made me nervous throughout this process. I think it's what made Kwesi nervous without the data to look at like you had with, say, Michael Penix. But, you know, I think you also have to look at Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown on this staff and go, who's better suited to help this guy become the best version of himself?
Yes, 100%.
Yep. Matthew, real quick, if it's okay, I'd love to hear what you think about the rest of the NFC North. Just real quick, at Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, did you like those drafts? And which one of those three do you think did the best?
No, it's not okay, Pete. You can't ask about other teams on this show.
Oh, he's so high maintenance.
Next question. Well, there's two that stuck out to me. I mean, you know, the Packers, I thought, had one of the – the Packers always seem to have these drafts where everyone goes like, oh, that's not that flashy, and then 3 years later all their players are good. But, you know, so I kind of thought that about them taking a tackle where not flashy – but wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, really helped themselves and Jordan Love there because they do need offensive line help. But the other two drafts stood out more, of course. I mean, with Chicago, what they got was a franchise-shifting draft that takes them to now a mode of they could be that team that competes for championships for a very long time if Caleb Williams works out. I don't know whether he's going to work out. Yeah, neither does anybody else. But, I mean, he has the best talent of this draft, I think, of all the quarterbacks. And then for them to have Rome Odunze fall into their lap, I watched a ton of him this year when I was watching Michael Penix. That guy is a phenomenal wide receiver talent. Now they have DJ Moore. Keenan Allen is a Chicago Bear. I mean, the Chicago Bears, who have this terrible history with wide receivers, now have three of them that they could argue are pretty darn good. That's scary for the Vikings that they ended up there. And with Detroit, getting Terry and Arnold, another one of my favorite players in this draft. I wondered if the Vikings were going to stick and pick at 23 and take Terry and Arnold because he is such a physical corner out of Alabama. I thought that was a big home run for them. So and when you look around the NFC North, it's a beast. This is not like it was from a couple years ago where two out of the three teams were tanking and the other one had Aaron Rodgers quiet quitting. I mean, this is like all these teams are pedal to the metal, all in. They are trying to win championships over the next couple of years. And that's why the Vikings had to do this. They couldn't bring back a 36-year-old Kirk Cousins with a healing Achilles and say, oh, yeah, we're going to battle with Detroit. We're going to battle with Green Bay and what Chicago's going to be. That wasn't going to be acceptable. They had to take the route that they took here.
Matthew, give me the one name of this draft class that in, let's say, 2 years, because 1 year I think is a little much, but in 2 years from now we'll say, yep, that was the guy that really panned out better than the rest. That was the guy that has done exactly what we thought he was going to do.
Well, I mean, if we're not – are you talking about Vikings pick?
Yes, please. Sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, the one is – it's just poor Dallas Turner. Like,
yes.
Dallas Turner would have been somebody's bell of the ball. He would have been the guy that they rolled out, you know, everything for him to come to their facility. They would have – shot the video of him like walking through and signed his contract or whatever, all that stuff that they do on social media. And it's just like, oh yeah, that other guy they got, whatever. What was his name? Some, you know, whatever, some city. Dallas Turner is an unbelievable prospect. I honestly couldn't believe they got. It was another guy I watched a ton of this year. Stood out every single game. This guy has a 40-inch vertical. He runs a 4.4. I mean, he put up huge numbers at Alabama. He's versatile. He drops back in coverage at times when he was playing this outside linebacker spot. I mean, I couldn't have built in a lab a better player for Brian Flores because he does have this versatility and this freakish athleticism and has been Alabama trained and produced there. There's no like, yeah, but, or put an asterisk. Well, you know, maybe he's got that. Like, no, this guy is a premier prospect, which is why they traded up. Because I'm guessing that they only saw a handful of guys that they thought were top 10 type of talents, and they went up and got him. So even though he's not being talked about today, and I kind of felt bad for him at the press conference where it's like everyone's there for McCarthy, and then, oh, yeah, this other guy. Well, you know, the Minnesota Vikings have a pretty good history of edge rushers, right? So he might be the next one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, good stuff. Matthew, thanks as always. We appreciate you. And next time we'll ask you a little more to evaluate. We'll have more questions that we want to ask you, just throw at you without guessing, and see if you'll answer them.
Thanks, Matthew.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Matthew Collar. Yeah, I mean, Pete, you look at this defense now, and you brought this up. I was just looking at it. You got Grenard, Van Ginkle, Dallas Turner, Blake Cashman. I mean, like, this pass rush, and Ivan Pace Jr. obviously in there as well. This is, I mean, like, that defense with the mind of Brian Flores, that's a pretty exciting possibility. Those are some pretty exciting possibilities.
I totally agree with you. The only issue I have, and I'm going to have it for a while, is the five in the middle, the three D linemen and the linebackers. From a size perspective, we're small. We're very small compared to the rest of the NFL. And I think that can teams run against us? They can't. Passing, you're right. I mean, we've got these edge rushers. We've got all these corners now. And I think we're starting to feel pretty good about our safety positions. So all that's pretty good. But I just get concerned about any team that wants to run the ball. Are they going to be able to run it against the defense that we're going to have out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will find out. We're only, So we're always only 6 months away from football season, right? Probably even less than that now. Coming up next, we'll turn our sights to the Timberwolves. Let's talk about the Timberwolves. Can they close things out today against the Suns, and what awaits them around the corner? You're listening to Huddle on 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.